Hello and welcome to the special Grandparents Day podcast. I'm your host Erin.
And I'm your host Carl.
Coming up on today's show we have some poems, some songs, and we're even hearing from the grandparents themselves.
And even my granny took part.
First up we have Miss Birmingham's first class with a poem about why their grandparents are special.
Grandparents are special in each and every way. I'm thankful that you're mine every single day.
I love my grandparents because they teach me how to sew.
I love my grandparents because they teach me things I may not know.
I love my grandparents because they play with me.
I love my grandparents because he hugged me.
Grandparents, ears that really listen, arms that hug and hold, love that never ending, and a heart that's made of gold.
Grandparents are special because they share love with you.
Wow, that was a great poem, first class. And next up, it's Billy from Miss Barry's Junior Infants, and he's telling us all about his granddad.
Hi, my name's Billy. I am in Miss Barry's class. My granddad's name is Jim. He lives in Ballinterry, Racalmuck. He collects me from school sometimes. My granddad's the funniest person in the world. My granddad goes to sleep in the middle of the day, and whenever he goes to sleep, he says, "Call me when Santa's here." He takes me for spins on the tractor. When my granddad collects me from school, he always sings going home from the car. Whenever I go to visit in my granddad's house, whenever he's sitting down in the living room, he always watches the news. The news is boring. My granddad likes tea and I like tea too. My granddad tells funny jokes and he makes me laugh. My granddad's the best person in the world and I love him the most.
That's great, Billy. I think my granddads are the best in the world too.
Now, for our special guests, the grandparents. On Grandparents Day, Third Class welcomes their grandparents into the school. We ask them to share their favourite memory of school. Here's what they said.
Okay, my name is Jim Flynn and I'm from a place called Ballinvrina. It's near Kilfinan or Kilmallock. And I'm Orden's granddad. And his grandmother, or his grandma would be my wife, it's Phil. And I suppose a story I would have to tell is, like, we went to school where we had toilets, like, but they weren't as fashionable as the toilets of today. They were kind of, I suppose, out in the bush, you could say. So they've come a long way and you've come a long way. So things are an awful lot better than they used to be.
My name is Kay Carroll. I'm Ollie's Nana. And my memory of school is learning to dance.
Okay, my first day at school was in the end of June 1948 in a little place called Camp. It's 10 miles west of Tralee. Remember my first day at school, it wasn't my parents who took me to school, it was the neighbours who were much older than me and led me to the school, which is about half a mile, three quarters of a mile away. walked, of course, no parents dropping you at school that time in cars, or you would count how many cars were in the parish in 1948, probably 3-4 cars. Doing different chores even when you came home from school, you had to do chores, you know, whether it was feeding animals or drying in the turf to make sure there was enough heat kept in the house, preserving your vegetables, your carrots and stuff like that. And as I said to somebody, the carrots were preserved in pits or in barrels, as we say. You put dry sand in the bottom of a barrel, you put a layer of carrots, layer of sand, a layer of carrots, layer of sand, and you do the same with parsnips. And that way it preserved them and kept them from growing during the winter months when we needed carrots and when they were not in season. So we grew things like garlic even, our own onions, shallots, we dug the potatoes, and then anything like turnips, mangoes, stuff like that, and even potatoes that were either gone off or whatever were fed to cows to increase their milk production. So very happy days in school. I was there until the age of 12, and I did a scholarship and got away, got a scholarship to boarding school at age 13, and therefore went off boarding. So that's it. You had the chores, so you had to help your parents out, you did everything. You even picked things like carrageen moss, which I guess we live near the sea, and you sold it, and it kept money for the family. You grew onions in the thing, and you helped to save them and tie them up and take them to the local co-op where they were sold. You cut turf during the month of, usually around Easter, you would cut turf and save it and help to, first of all, foot it, as in footing, as in raising it up, because when it was cut as sod turf, it was very wet, it wouldn't stand, so it had to be dried. And then that was saved and burned in the stove to heat the water and do the cooking, because there weren't many gas stoves in the or electricity, because electricity didn't come around our area until 1950. So
on the last day of the year before we broke up for Christmas, because our headmaster used to come in, and if you ever know, big boxes of lemon sweets, all right, and he's put his hand in, and every one he'd give a fistful of sweets to. And that's my favorite memory of school, because he was very kind.
My name is Lena, and I love Granny because she makes the best meals.
Moja najukochansza wnusia, moja Lenunia, kocham ją najbardziej na świecie. Moje I love you so much.
And it's lovely to see the fantastic facilities you have here in Carmarnock now. When we went to school, we had two teachers for about 70 pupils. So we had four classes in each room. So in the senior grade, we had third, fourth, fifth and sixth, all in together. And one of the favourite memories was hopping out over the wall and going up to the well for the kettle of water for the teacher to make his tea for his lunch. And when he'd come back, he'd always have a few problems that he'd be after asking some of the other kids. And of course, that problem would be put to me as well. I was mostly able to answer it, but not always.
When I was your age, I was going to school, and I used to walk 3.5 miles to school. And my favourite memory was the weather was always very good in the summertime, and we used to walk bare feet. And we had a greyhound. I used to come to school with us every day, go home, and come back, and we waited at the door for us again when we were finished. They're my favourite memories.
Hi, one of my memories from school is when I was a young girl, we had a big open stove, and I used to have to go out in the yard and collect timber and sticks and wrap them in newspaper and bring them to school so that we could have heat in school.
Hello, this is Kathleen Kearney. I am grandparent of a lot of children here. Cahill, during the broadcast, he's my oldest grandchild, and he's leaving this lovely school in June. He'll be the first of many. I have Saoirse, which is Cahill's sister, Aideen. Then I've two more Murphys, Dara and Aaron. I've Tom Carney. It's a great joy to be here today. Even though I'm a farmer's wife, I did take the time to see them all.
Yeah, my favourite part of school was Friday evening, getting out.
We used to get treats one day a month, and I loved that.
That granddad read my mind. My favourite part of school is Friday as well.
Up next, we have Senan, Isla and Connor from Miss Curtin's Senior Infants.
Hi, my name is Connor. I am 6. My nana's name is Irene. She is from Glenmire. When she was small, her favourite toy was a spinning top because she could spin it around really fast. She got it from her dad.
My name is Isla. My nana's name is Kathleen. She is from Kildanen. When she was little, her favourite toy was a doll. She got it from Santa.
Hi, my name is Ellen. My granddad's name is Brendan. He is from Accomack. When he was small, his favourite toy was a toy army tank because he had so much fun with it. He got it from Santa.
No electronics. How did you talk to your friends on the weekend? Miss Hogan's 5th class did a survey on their grandparents' lives. Louise is here to tell us all about it.
During Catholic Schools Week in 5th class, we interviewed our grandparents and even a great-grandparent from India, England and the four corners of Ireland. We had great fun and found it very interesting to compare their lives with ours. We used our interviews to compare our favourite things from the past and present. We asked our grandparents what their favourite subject was at school, and they came back with English and Maths, which compares with History and Irish in our class. Next, we asked them what their favourite games were. They said hopscotch, rounders and football, while ours were computer games, soccer, GA and board games. We had football and soccer in common. We also asked what their favourite books were. They mentioned The Famous Five, Siegfried's Sassoon Poetry, The Wind in the Willows, Little Woman, Alice in Wonderland and Little Red Riding Hood. We were familiar with some of those stories, although we may have seen the movie as opposed to reading book. Our favourite authors are David Walliams, Jacqueline Wilson, Geoff Kenny and the classics like Roald Dahl and Michael Morpurgo. We then asked about favourite foods. Once again, here there were some differences. Our grandparents spoke about Indian chicken, fish dishes, licorice, bread and butter pudding, pig's head and cabbage, simoleon pudding and cow's tongue. Yes, you heard me right, cow's tongue. There were some common foods like Irish stew and Sunday roasts. And then, of course, the favourite foods in our class were what our grandparents would consider fancy treat foods, such as pizza, pasta, chipper and all kinds of flavours of sweets and ice cream. Finally, we asked about their favourite season and pets we had growing up. This was something both generations had in common. The overwhelming winner in seasons was summer. The most popular pet still today is dog. We loved interviewing our grandparents and loved seeing the differences between the past and present. We hope you enjoyed listening to this piece as much as we did researching it. Slán ó rang a cuaig.
Cow's tongue? I couldn't even imagine eating that. Over to my class now. They're teaching us new words from Ghana, Slovakia, Ireland, and a few others.
Hi, my name is Angelika.
Hi, my name is Ola.
We both speak Polish.
My oba gadamy po polsku.
Grandma in Polish is babcia.
Grandpa in Polish is dziadek.
Hello, my name is Ryan and I'm in Ms. Cashman's rangshe. I'm going to be telling you the names of grandparents in German. In German, grandfather is Opa and grandmother is Oma.
Hello, my name is Neo and I'm going to be telling you grandma and grandpa in Slovakian. Grandpa is Detko and grandma is Babka or Babička.
Hello, my name is Sophie and I'm going to be saying grandparents in Russian. Grandmother is Babushka and grandfather in Russian is Dedushka.
Diagwish, it's Mrs. Charlotte. Tommy Rangashay. Today I'll be telling you how to say grandmother and grandfather in Irish. Grandmother is Mamo and grandfather is Dado.
Hi, my name is Megan and I'm going to teach you some Akantri from Ghana. Grandmother in Akantri is Nenaba. Grandfather in Akunti is Nina Farima.
Wow, I wish I knew that many languages.
Next up, we have Miss Dorgan's fourth class with their grandparents' favourite songs.
Hi, we are from Miss Dorgan's fourth class. I'm Ava and we have been finding out lots of information about when our grandparents were young. We asked our grandparents what kind of music they liked when they were young and what music they like now.
Hi, I'm Scott. The type of music they like was really varied.
Hi, I'm Oisín and I interviewed my granny about her favourite music. She likes a lot of Irish music and her favourite song is Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy.
When the west wind moves among the fields of barley, you can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields. Gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields.
Some loved country music and mentioned Nathan Carter. Irish music, especially Daniel O'Donnell.
Danny boy, the pipes,
pop music, including ABBA. And rock music.
What a mix of songs. Special shout out to my granny Kathleen. She loves Nathan Carter.
Now it's time for Miss Feeney's second class with a poem about the greatest people in the world.
Grandparent.
by Ron Brown.
A story time.
A nursery rhyme.
The time you spend with me.
Fills me up with happiness.
You're everything to me.
A heart so full of love and care.
I thank the world that you are there.
To always be the one for me.
That fills my heart with memories.
A smiling face, a warm embrace.
A hand to hold when I am cold.
Two arms to hold me oh so tight.
And wish good dreams to me at night.
Grandparents, grandparents.
They are the greatest people in the world.
Near or far.
Wherever you are, always be my shining star.
That was a lovely poem, second class. Grandparents really are special.
Thanks to all the classes who participated in the podcast. A special thank you to all the wonderful grandparents who took the time to talk to us.
It was great to meet you in the hall and hear all your wonderful memories.
We hope you all had a wonderful Grandparents' Day. I've been your host, Erin.
And I've been your host, Carl.
And this has been Too Cool for School.